Chapter 4.
Are we to be so honored as to see the treasures you've gathered in the back of your shop, Hassan? David asked with solemn formality, gazing down at the eggshell fragility of the demitasse cup full of mint tea that he held. I have heard wonderful stories of the kirmans and harizas you save for the eyes of only the chosen few. Billy choked and tried to mask her giggle with a dignified cough, carefully keeping her gaze on her own cup. Oh, heavens, here we go again. She'd no idea David had such an impish sense of humor until this afternoon. Certainly, Lizan, it is my pleasure, Hassan answered eagerly. Naturally, I was planning on showing you nothing but the best of my humble merchandise. He set his own cup down on the elaborately carved tray, uncrossed his legs, and rose from the cushions to his feet. If you will follow me, I will show you carpets that will dazzle your eyes. He bustled towards a rich paisley wall hanging.
Another back room? Billy murmured, setting her cup down on the tray.
Why not? David asked blandly. Everyone knows that all the real quality stuff is always kept away from the crude gaze of the hoi polloi. He stood up, looking down at her with a mischievous grin. You did want to go on a real Mideastern shopping trip, remember?
I was just thinking of browsing in the bazaar again.
Uh-uh. David shook his head as he took her hand and pulled her up from the enormous cushion.
We did that yesterday. You nearly walked my legs off, and the day before that we had to go sightseeing. He grimaced.
Hell, I never knew a small city like Zalandan could have so many sights. You must have found every historic site and tourist trap since the town was founded.
I told you I wanted to see everything, Billy said with a grin. What's the use of visiting a place unless you can capture a little of the flavor and atmosphere? She wrinkled her nose teasingly at him. Besides, I've never been escorted around a city by someone who had the honorary key to it. All doors are open to Lizan. They even overlook your peculiar preference for ladies who wear jeans and look more like boys than women.
That's not all that peculiar here in the Mideast, David said, sapphire eyes twinkling. And I thought I'd convinced you that you definitely have no resemblance to a boy, Windflower.